June 2016 at 5:50 p.m. Please call the roll.
Ms. Kulick? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Kokel?
Present.
Mr. Prochaska?
Present.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw? Present.
Aye.
Mr. Worley? You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right. With approval of the agenda, has been pointed out that we do not have public comment. We'd like to add public comment down underneath item 7.
So moved.
Would that change?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All right, we're legitimate. Is there a need for executive session?
No, sir.
Thank God. Approve item 6, approve final scope and project budget for security upgrade for the courthouse and public safety center. Mr. Davidson.
I'd like to make a motion, if I may, to approve the scope and the project budget for the security update of the Kendall County Courthouse and Public Safety Center. For the record.
Do we have a motion?
And second.
There's no second. There's no final.
What? Oh, sorry. Discussion?
Question.
Mr. Greider.
Motion, did we want to say scope and project budget parameters for security upgrades for the courthouse public safety center?
Thank you.
To alleviate the concerns of the last meeting as to what.
Well, the word final was a question mark, I thought. And to submit this out to bid, you know, it's what we need to be doing.
So your motion is to go out for bid?
Yes, I would add that to it. I'm sorry I didn't put that in there.
Well, it's important to me.
Yeah, yes. To be put out to bid.
Okay.
To get bids. Okay.
Could you repeat the motion, please?
I'll repeat the motion. Approve the scope and project budget for the security update for the Kendall County Courthouse and Public Safety Center to be put out to bid.
How does that sound, Mr. State Attorney?
That's what you want to do. That's fine. I know Scott had some concerns about the one word, and I forgot what it was, but
parameters.
If that's
how you worded it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who worded it that way?
Chairman.
Mr. Davidson did?
Bob.
Well, I can do something right, King John.
I didn't know you had that linguistic skill. But
I don't know that there was a second. I rise to a point of order.
There was a
second.
Do we need to re-second?
What a giggly group. Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye. All right. Next item. Approval of resolution to establish the compensation, mileage, reimbursement, and health benefits for county board members elected to a term beginning December 1st, 2016 and ending November 30th, 2020. Can I have a motion for that?
So moved. I don't care. Got a second?
Could I have a second? Is there any need for discussion?
Dies.
Ready?
You don't have a second.
Motion dies for lack of second.
No one seconded? Well, I will. Can I do that?
Sure.
Motion died for lack of second. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Nay.
Ms.
What?
Gilmore? She said nay. She said nay.
Nay? Okay.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
No.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
No.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Davidson?
For a change, you're saying no. No.
All right, motion fails, 7-1. Other business as needed. Stop it.
Yes, sir.
Hearing none, public comment. You have 4 minutes and 12 seconds. Please.
I won't need that long.
You heard me talk about Todd Milliron, Yorkville. You've heard me talk about this ratio or percentage of what county employees contribute towards their health insurance. Single employees only contribute 10%. You, as a board, right now, health insurance, I realize a lot of you aren't taking it, and that's a good thing. But you have an opportunity to lead here by example and change this compensation part or the percentage part of the health insurance, and it would send a sign to the employees of this county that in negotiations, if you're willing to whatever, pay 20% of your health insurance instead of 10, that maybe in negotiations the county would too. The health insurance bill for this county is a substantial part of the cost of employees' compensation. And this is a good time to lead by example so that maybe in negotiations you're saying, if I'm willing to pay 20%, then maybe the employees will pay more. It's a discussion that needs to happen because this ratio or percentage has been locked down for as long as I can remember and it's never changed. Yet, we keep getting double-digit health insurance increases year in and year out. And I understand that you are doing the best you can with what you got to work with and moving the non-union employees away from what I call the co-pay PPO was a good move. Although I still disagree with giving them cash money up front before the plan year even starts. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what you guys did. It was still better than what we had before. But what I'm trying to tell you is you have a prime opportunity right now to change the health insurance percentage for county board members and lead by example and go into those negotiations saying we will do this and we expect our employees to do so too. And so I would ask you to consider having that discussion now because that ship's going to sail by the next board meeting. That compensation thing, 180 days is going to be up. Now is a prime time to do it.
All right. Do we have another public speaker?
You weren't going to get out of that quick, John.
I've already introduced myself, and I'm going to tag on to what Todd said. I think he's exactly right. There's other organizations within.
Lee Hoffer. This is a different meeting.
Okay. Lee Hoffer, 98 Riverview Court, Oswego, Illinois, 60543. Okay. Anyway, I agree with what Todd said. There's other organizations that have increased their percentage recently. The Oswego School Board did recently. I think it's an opportunity for you to do that. And I think 10% is pretty low for a part-time job. I will ask you again to reconsider how you're going to do your compensation. Pay for work performed, not for title and a position. Thank you very much. And I do think that basically, one other thing I will say, I think that basically you might consider raising the amount of money for meetings, as long as you aren't taking any compensation for travel within the county, and that you make sure that you have documentation when people go do something other than a normal meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffer. I will now accept a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Out of here.